Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Alrighty, AMA as we do every single Wednesday at this time, and bad job by me. I forgot about it last segment. I didn't even say coming up next AMA. I was thinking we're doing a little football thing here with John. We'll roll that into the next segment because right now is AMA, sponsored by Colonial Hyundai. Are you struggling with the chore of finding a new car? The good news is the car czar knows where the cars are. ColonialHyundai.com. James Seltz, what do people want to know today?
All right, let's start off with a fun one. Questionable whether this guy should be listening right now, but from the text line, I'm currently honeymooning in Punta Cana. I followed Joe's advice from a few weeks ago and made sure to wear a robe and watch Rocky too. Anyway, my question for John and Joe is, what drink should I order next from the pool bar? What would be your drink of choice on vacation? Love the show. Thanks, guys. That's fun.
Like, I just keep it simple with, like, a straight down the middle beer. So that's probably not what you really want at the pool bar. But no, that's what I would get.
Even at a pool bar?
Yeah.
Because I'm a beer guy, too. But when I'm at the pool bar, I'll do a little, you know, pina colada, strawberry daiquiri, one of those.
It's not my style. At the end of the night, eventually, I'll switch to vodka crans. But basically, I'm pool and then vodka cran. John, what would you be thinking here?
I always preferred rye whiskey. So I guess like an old fashioned.
Old fashioned's my favorite drink. This guy is at a
hotel
pool bar. Yes, I order old fashions when I go out. This guy's at a pool bar.
Yeah,
I
never.
Colada,
I never get the fancy stuff.
Yeah, that's not my style, James.
I know. Well, this guy's. Listen to me, pal.
I guess pina colada would be
yourself.
Well, thank you, sir, on the honeymoon for still listening to us. I mean, listening and calling and texting or whatever you did. What did this guy do? Twitter, Facebook? What was this?
Text line.
Well done, my man. And congratulations on the wedding.
Yeah, enjoy Punta Cana. All right. Mark Pagliante on Twitter asks, if you had to spend the night at any historical place in the world, what would it be and why? He said this is in reference to the Great Wall of China being brought up yesterday.
Wow. I'll give you an answer that is the first thing that comes to my mind. It's not the bells and whistles that a lot of other places in the world would be to spend night. But I would say it is probably what I would choose. You know, as a Catholic, I would say to be able to spend a night in the spot that it is believed that Jesus was born, like in the manger, basically underneath the Church of the Nativity, where they think Jesus was born.
You're going to Nazareth.
I'm going to
Nazareth.
Bethlehem. Nazareth, where he grew up. Bethlehem,
correct.
Where
yes,
he was born.
Yes, yes.
You
want
to sleep
Israel.
In a barn.
You're going to Israel is the point.
Yeah, you don't have to get me a manger, but let me just have 10 hours down there. It'll be like my confession. I talked yesterday, John, about I haven't gone to confession in 25 years.
I see what you're
doing. So I would just say that to me would be very meaningful.
I would imagine you went to this place. Go to the Acropolis in Athens, the Parthenon. Think of the history.
Yeah.
And think of the view. I mean, I've never been to Greece. It looks amazing way up there on the Acropolis, the Parthenon, all lit up at night.
Yep.
I'm sure you can't sleep there, but if I could, I mean, I think they close it down.
Oh, I'm sure they do.
I'm guessing you can't sleep
there. It's
such
a tourist attraction, but it would just the history
tremendous.
Would be incredible.
You know, and just quickly before the next question, James, you know who was there about 2 weeks ago? He put it up on social media, and he said it's his annual visit to the Parthenon in Greece. Think about it.
I really want to go
think
there.
About
annual
it.
Visit.
Annual visit. And think about what a stir it must be when this guy shows
freak.
The Greek freak.
Oh, yeah, of course.
He wrote on social media he takes a trip and brought his kids every year.
That's cool.
And could you imagine if you're a Greek citizen and you're hanging out there that day and up strolls the Greek freak?
He's the hero.
Yeah, he's the guy. Him and the tennis player are the two big athletes from their nation these days.
All right, Bad News 80 on Twitter asked for both of you guys, what is the most memorable meal you've ever had? Did John have a rookie dinner? Did Cameron vacation? What's the most memorable meal?
Those were memorable. You know, here in Philadelphia, we do the rookie dinners at the Capitol Grill. And it was, you know, it was great because you're hanging out with your teammates and the bill always goes to the rookies. So you eat as much as you possibly can and, you know, crazy bottles of wine and everything like that. When I was out in Oakland, we would go to the House of Prime Rib. We would go to running back dinners a lot of times, too, at the House of Prime Rib. So the greatest food in the world and hanging out with, you know, great guys. And it's a lot of wonderful food.
That's cool, man. I would say I had a eating contest one time with a friend from high school at McDonald's. And it was just like, let's go. We're sitting down and we're going to see who can eat the most. And I did win. And it
you
was
remember how much
you
ate.
All right, that's the only important question.
Right, here's my recollection. I believe it was. I mean, I know it was 3 Big Macs. I know it was 2 fries. I know it was 6 McNugs, but it might have been more. I know it was an apple pie. I know it was most of a Coke. And I think there was something else. I don't remember what it was. But it was a good effort. And I beat him, honestly, pretty handily.
We wonder how you can eat 9 cookies and go fishing.
I love Big Macs.
Yeah,
Big Macs, great.
It's amazing. All right, Jack G, fun question on Twitter asks, what's your best non-sports memory of the last 5 years?
I would say for me, it is, this was very meaningful for me. So we all obviously had the shutdown portion of the pandemic. We're not out of the pandemic, but we've made a lot of strides. And I would say for me, it was the first time I hugged my mom. After the pandemic had begun, which was 13 months after the pandemic begun. After she got vaccinated, I hugged her in April, or maybe it might have been March of 2021. And that was very meaningful for me because, you know, it's my mom and I hadn't done that in a long time. That was very special for both of us.
Man, that's a nice one.
Yeah, we were just trying to be safe, you know. I mean, obviously I wanted to hug my mom, but we just were trying to play it safe, and so that was our strategy.
I don't know that I have a good one that sticks out, but things like what we did on Sunday, me and my 3 kids,
yep,
just getting out and doing, I don't know, work together, and then capping it off with hibachi. That's our go-to.
Oh, so you're saying your best moment was this weekend? How about that?
No, but that sort of thing.
Pops,
I mean, it's a pretty pretty consistent approach. We do work and then we grab some good food.
It's good stuff, man.
It is good stuff.
All right, James, let's do one more.
All right, this is a funny one and appropriate after last night and Juris Familia. Seth asks, life on the line. You need a relief pitcher to record 3 outs to save your life. Would you rather have Juris Familia or David Hale on the hill? Let me add an editorial here and say it was nice knowing both of you, whoever you pick. Thank you.
I don't want Juris.
I do want Familia.
Yo, it's no questions.
There's no way I'm doing David Hale.
Do I really have to go? Do I really have to take one or the other?
Yeah, your life's on the line. Familia's the correct answer.
I think I have a recency bias then, I guess.
Yeah, it's John, you're forgetting how bad David Hale was.
It's easily Familia, and that's sad.
Yeah, David Hale was unspeakably bad. Yeah, David Hale. And with that, we shut it down. Alrighty.
What's David Hale doing now?
Yeah, what is he doing,
James?
He's
out of baseball. I'll double check.
Man, he was He was horrendous from the Yankees, that guy.
He's a free agent, so.
Yeah, you think? Mm. All right, let's go to Gary in South Philadelphia. Hello, Gary.
Hey, how you doing?
Great, Gary.
Gentlemen, I waited online an hour and a half yesterday, and you closed before I could give you what's long. And I do want to throw that out there, although it's too late.
Sure.
And I do have something for a prop.
What's the answer?
Well, my answer is the line to get a hold of Bath Boy is very long.
That's funny, man.
Yeah.
Well, we appreciate everyone that calls. Hey, listen, Gary, I wish it was – on one hand, I wish it was shorter, but on the other hand, it means a lot of people are interested in the show, and we appreciate that.
And one quick thing. Did I hear somebody actually say, use you in the word humility today while I was waiting?
That's impossible.
Gary, I'm a humble hero, man.
That couldn't have happened.
Humble hero right here.
I'm telling you, I thought I heard that, and then maybe that's when I woke up. But,
yeah.
But I'm surprised your prop wasn't a tub from some movie. Mm.
Well, I mean, I guess you could do that tub Julia Roberts was in Pretty Woman when she
was. There you go.
Not bad.
Right, guys,
not bad.
Have a good one. Extending Harden is the end of everything.
Dude, it would be such a disaster for them to give him 3 years. Could you imagine that?
I think they're gone.
The end of everything. Give him the 1 year you have to give him for signing. No more. It's over if they keep him 3 years.
Well, listen, it's not over because they could win a title with him, but it absolutely would lead to a greater crash and burn. And honest to God, would just disgust me if he gets $100-150 million. I mean, after what he just did, it's revolting that he could be rewarded with $150 million.
What he just did is what he's done in every playoff he's been in. Disappear.
Yeah, I hear you, man. All right, dude. I appreciate the phone call. Oh, Gary, what's your answer here?
One.
What's your answer for a movie prop?
I don't have one, man. I just was worrying about yours. Have a good one.
Gary, thanks, buddy. Appreciate the call.
3 years, $100 million.
I don't want it. I don't want.
Look,
I don't want
it's great.
I don't want 2 years and $48 million.
3 years and $100 million is what I think it's going to end up being, and that is sort of palatable if it allows us to bring in another star.
Don't like it. John, I just sent you a photograph from last summer. You were talking about my trip to Greece. There is a photograph of the Parthenon. Seltzer, you get that also. That's when I did that dinner in the sky thing. Remember I told you how scary it was? I mean, we were so high up in the sky.
Yeah, I remember. You sent the video or whatever,
I was so scared. I was so unhappy.
It's a cool picture of the Parthenon, though.
It is.
Who's the woman?
The woman is not Amy from Villanova.
Who is, so it's just you just have a picture.
You have, I mean, she's the prominent feature of the photo.
Well, that's the funny thing, is that if he had not said, here's a picture of the Parthenon, and said this picture, he'd be like,
who's the picture
of the woman? You got
she's
a picture
a
of a woman,
pretty
huh?
woman on
yeah,
your...
She is. She is an attractive lady. The thing is she was seated across from me on the dinner in the sky.
This is great.
And so she was pretty much in every photograph of the Parthenon I took as we spun up in the air.
That's
yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, and there's a couple others, but she's the main person in all those photos. Show to Cameron, John Ritchie. A football question for Ritchie is up ahead. Phone calls on all these topics. Show to Cameron, John Ritchie on WIP. Hi, Joe Cameron, John Ritchie, 94 WIP. Remember to tell your family and friends the Odyssey app. That's another way to listen to us in addition to regular radio, 94.1 FM. Odyssey app anywhere in the country, anywhere in the world, anywhere in the region. Meaning you can just be, around here, listen on the Odyssey app. Great way to go. Hey, Phils, they've had a great tune, but a bad job last night. And as I said earlier, and I'll say again quickly here, just I'm watching that game and I'm thinking I'm concerned. Because, and it's not a sky's falling. Sky's not falling. Phils are in it. Phils are going to be in it the whole way here. You know, they're going to have a good run at making the playoffs. They have a legit shot. But they're still on the outside looking in, meaning right now three games back of the third wild card spot. And I'm looking at that game last night. First thing that hit me is without Bryce, the lineup as it's laid out in the beginning of the game, just when, you know, NBC Sports Philly puts the graphics up of who's in the lineup, I'm thinking, well, there's no 300 hitters, so that's not good.
Highest JT in the cleanup hole, too.
Yeah, you got like, that reality. Didi, by the way, had the highest batting average going into last night, and then, of course, you know, he didn't have a good game, so he's plummeting.
I think he's at 270 now.
And he's going right on back down to 230. Mark my words, he's going right on back down the tubes. The bottom of the lineup, by the way, stinks every game. Now, some of these guys at the bottom of the lineup had some of the biggest hits over the last 2 or 3 weeks, as was alluded to by a caller in the 11 o'clock hour, some of these game-winning hits in the ninth inning. But make no mistake, just look on a daily basis at hitters 7 through 9. Collectively, they are not good. And then you see what Familia did at the end of the game, which was a disaster. It didn't really matter for the game because they're probably going to lose anyway. They're already down 3-0 entering the bottom of the eighth. But with what Familia did, knowing that he is the second highest paid reliever, Knebel is the highest paid reliever, both are basically unpitchable right now. That does not reflect well on Dave Dombrowski's decision to bring them in, and it does not portend well moving forward for their chance to make the postseason, which they have a shot for, clearly, but it's going to be hard unless these guys find a way to pick it up. I'm talking about those two relievers. It's going to be very hard because they just don't have that many other guys to go to.
They're not
going to
be depending upon those two relievers moving forward. These last two games were bad games. It's the first time they've lost back-to-back games in Rob Thompson's short tenure.
Yep.
I am not panicking. They're still 15-4 this month. And, you know, the first of the two losses, it ended up coming at the back end of winning a series. This team, their plan, is to win series on the way to winning 54 of the next 93 games. That's essentially what they need to do. 54 of 93.
Doable,
to get to
but
90 wins.
Not easy.
So they need to win at a 58% clip, and they'll be a 90-win team. Yeah. I think that'll get them in the postseason. They've been playing these last couple games without their best player. He's about to come back, and I think he's gotten better at hitting.
Well, he's incredible.
With
he's remarkable.
The DH role,
yeah.
You know, getting more swings, part of probably what led to the blister on his hand. More swings leads to, you know, hands getting chewed up a little bit.
Yep.
But more familiarity for what his job is. We just need to get him back. That'll help things. We were not good last night. We need to take that film and fix what ailed us as best we can. I think they'll do that. And right now we got Schwarber, who's getting on track. Reese also looks like he's getting on track. Still waiting for Castellanos. I do think that'll happen. I don't think he'll ever be a great fielder.
Yeah.
But I do think he'll figure out what's going on at the plate, and he'll be better.
He's too good a hitter to not hit more. He'll hit.
Yeah.
Well, look, we'll ask everyone the question as you call in today. Obviously, you can react to last night's game and what's been a great June. But a little twist down here the last couple days, are you concerned about the Phillies? I mean, we know they're pretty good, or at least close to pretty good, but are they going to be good enough in the end? Are you concerned that the deficiencies just might be a little too much to catch teams that are definitely going to win 88, 89, 90 games to make the postseason? 215-592-9494, plus the Sixers. Draft is tomorrow. Again, I'll ask the question, are people concerned the Sixers are mortgaging too much of their future in the chase in the here and now to try to win a title, and Eagles and Flyers as well. We've talked a lot today. James, what do you got in there? A
little Harden update. Kyle Newbeck, Woj was apparently just on SportsCenter, and Kyle Newbeck quote tweeted what he said. This is from Woj on SportsCenter literally minutes ago. Mm-hmm. James Harden is headed towards opting into that $47 million player option and then extending by perhaps as many as 2 more years at a significant number with the Sixers. Likely something short of a max contract, but still a significant commitment.
Yeah, it's going to be a disaster. It's going to be 3 years and $120 to $150 million, and it's going to be the damn dumbest thing the Sixers – well, I can't say the dumbest thing they've ever done because they traded Will Chamberlain and they traded Charles Barkley, and they traded Moses Malone, and they traded the number one overall pick in the draft. But it's going to be amongst the damn dumbest things they've ever done. It is revolting. Look, I'll give you my true blue, no doubt about it opinion once we finally know what the numbers are, which we don't currently know. So I can't exactly, you know, go all the way there now because we just don't know the numbers. But the numbers will make us sick. There's no doubt. The numbers will make us sick. We're talking about a player who chose to shoot the ball two times in the second half of Game 6 of a playoff game in which the Sixers were eliminated, who chose to be out of shape, who chooses to not try his hardest, who chooses to not run back on defense when he feels that he was wronged with a call by the ref that didn't go his way on the offensive end. Yeah, okay. You want to hit your wagon to that? Makes me sick. Let's go to the phones. 215-592-9494. Matt in Ridley. Hello, Matt.
Oh, geez, Joe. Here we go. John.
Matt.
Always a pleasure.
Thanks, Matt.
John, can you play Seek and Destroy?
man. I've been doing it on acoustic. It probably wouldn't. Okay. Actually, that might sound cool if I did
it
acoustically. Yeah, I haven't tried it. I'm going to put that down. I'm going to try to figure that one out.
All right, I'm going to hire you for my daughter's 8th grade graduation in like 4 years.
I'll be there.
How about the 5th grade graduation, Matt? Does she have one of them?
I don't know. I'll have to find out.
John and I have been in a private tug of war about the worthwhileness of 5th grade graduations.
Are you getting ready to graduate fifth grade?
Anyone think they're worthwhile?
I do.
Joe,
what?
Does.
I appreciate it when I graduated in 5th grade. I graduated from the lower school of Penn Charter.
Oh my God.
Penn Charter had a lower school graduation, and I appreciate
and
it.
And I maintain that it's like a participation trophy.
John Ritchie.
How many kids?
As a parent,
don't
very with you, big dog. Very with you.
But listen, if you're going to go from K to 12, graduate at 5 in the middle school.
Graduate
at 8 in the high school.
Graduate high school.
No, I don't agree.
This is dumb.
I love 5th grade graduation. Go ahead, Matt.
I can't wait till you graduate 5th grade, Joe. It'll be a party.
Yeah.
In all seriousness, Joe, every time I think, man, he ain't such a bad guy sometimes, you get more arrogant and more know-it-all every time I listen.
How do you figure that?
How do I figure? What did you just say about Didi? Mark my words, he's going to be hitting 230.
Come on, Matt.
I'll bet you anything he's above 230 at the end of the year.
I won't make that bet because I never make a bet in which I would only win it if a Philadelphia athlete or team does bad. So I won't make the bet, but I believe Didi will finish 230 or below.
And I believe you're wrong.
Okay.
Anyway.
Why do you think he'll finish 230? Or below.
Because I just don't think he's any good. I think
he's better this year than
last year. Hold on. He has been. But Matt, to be fair, go ahead, John.
His average for 2020 was 284. When he was with the Yankees, his low average was 238.
Yeah, when he was young and good.
268, 287, 276, 265, 300, 252. Your odds of winning that bet are really low.
Well, listen, Matt, let me just say this. If he finishes at 241, if you want to crow that you're the winner, I mean, you can knock yourself out with that.
Whoa. I didn't make the stone cold declaration. He said, mark my words, he's going to be batting 230.
Yeah.
Well, it's going to be thereabout, and I think he'll be 230 or below. I think he.
Do you make that beep beep sound, Joe, when you back up too?
That's a pretty good line right there. The annoying golf cart sound sounds
any
the worst.
Any sound out of you is annoying.
Matt, give me. I do make other beep beep sounds, but it's not when I'm backing up. Matt, give me a movie prop you'd want to own.
I had one more. That's all right. I got one that I would want to own. Then I got a haymaker for
yep,
you.
Yep.
So
yep.
What, can I give you both or no?
Give me one.
What's your best?
Well, all right. The haymaker is the Batmobile.
No, we said no cars. So give me the other one.
Okay. I'll just give you mine. Richie stole mine because I know which one Richie's talking about, but I won't say it.
Okay.
I want to own Wonder Boy.
Wonder Boy,
Joe.
It's a big answer right there. I mean, it's a very
big
answer. Did
you vote for that?
Well, first off, I need it to be not broken.
I love how you rip. Yeah. Well, again, it wouldn't be broken. It's a movie prop. You know.
Well, they might have broken it.
In a second, you ripped me for the Happy
Gilmore
thing.
I know it's
thing.
Not broken.
You say, oh, the Happy Gilmore putter, I wouldn't want that.
No, it's.
But I'll take Wonder Boy.
A Wonder Boy would be amazing. Well, Wonder Boy's more famous than the freaking putter Adam Sandler used.
It's not that much more
famous.
It
is.
Honestly, Joe, I don't think it is. Like, I'll bet you if we did a poll, what do you know more, or what have you seen more, Happy Gilmore or The Natural, more people will say Happy Gilmore. Sadly, it might be sad, but it's true.
Well, Happy Gilmore is a great movie. I'm not ripping it. Let me just say this. Last night, I don't remember if it was twice. It was at least once. When a Ranger hit a home run, and they hit, what, four last night, did you notice what song they played as the Ranger player rounded the bases? They played the song from The Natural, which I will say I found a little over the top. You know, they didn't exactly win the pennant last night. Da-da. Da-da-da-da. Like, I mean, it's like, come on, Rangers, knock it off. Win something before you do that. I mean, when have the Rangers ever done anything? They had one chance to win a World Series about 10 years ago. A right fielder misplayed a ball because he was afraid of the wall, and they lost the World Series.
Pretty sure they played in two World Series back then.
Well, whatever, but they lost. And, James, you know that right fielder, if he goes harder after that ball, they win the World Series.
Probably.
Was that Cruz? Who was that guy?
I don't remember.
That was a bad play in right field, and that cost them a World Series. I thought it was a little over the top to play the Natural song. Wonder Boy is intact because I am now remembering, John, I saw it in the Smithsonian years ago.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. Wonder Boy is a great answer.
It's not surprising. It's a prop.
Dude, it's a special bat.
I wouldn't imagine that they would.
Dude, it's a bat from a backyard.
It's a movie.
Oh, man. Let's go to Robert and Glenn Olden. He knows of the greatness of Wonder Boy. Hello, Robert.
Darn straight, Sir Joe. How about that? I call you Sir Joe.
Oh, you can call me Sir Joe. That works, Robert. It fits. If the name fits, you must not acquit.
If the shoe fits, wear it, huh, Joe?
Yeah, something like that.
Hey, John, good morning. Good afternoon.
Hi, Robert.
Listen, Joe, two things I kind of disagree with you with. One, I'm going to start with the Phils real quick, and I got an answer for the end.
Sure.
What they need to do is split with the good teams, occasionally win a series with the good teams, and dominate the bad teams. That's why we didn't make the playoffs last year, because teams like the Florida Marlins and other teams like, you know, maybe I can't think of, we were terrible against. So you, that one guy said split against San Diego. To me, you split against San Diego, you know what that means? You can hold your own against the good.
Yeah, but my point, here's my point to that guy when he said split. No, my point, I didn't say it, but what I was trying to get at is this. If the Phillies split with San Diego the rest of the season, the Phillies would finish below San Diego.
And that's why I said occasionally.
That's the point. The Phillies need to be better than that because they are still trying to climb their way out of an April and May hole that they dug for themselves.
And that's my point, though. You know, they're not going to play San Diego. They're going to play a lot of bad teams. So just dominate the bad teams.
Yeah.
But with the good teams, it'll make up the difference, I think, mathematically. That's just me. And with the Sixers, Joe,
yep.
2 years don't bother me with Harden, but 2 years bother me at $50 million a year or $40 million a year, sure. But if they can do 3 for $30 or 3 for $100.
But they're not. Robert, they're going to give him 3 years and 150. It's going to be the stupidest thing ever.
No, there's no way. There's no way Daryl Morey does that. There's no way.
Joe, remember a word I said to you a while ago, nincompoop. If he does it, he's a nincompoop, Daryl Morey, okay?
Yeah.
Nincompoop.
And he's not a nincompoop. He's not going to give him $50 million a year.
Well, I think what it shows is how desperate they probably feel.
I mean, if he does that...
Realistically can't pivot to much else. That's what I think it speaks to.
I don't care about P.J. Tucker.
P.J. Tucker's a nice player, man.
If you do the $50 million a year, I don't think about any of that stuff because I'm just so focused on that. I can't get past it. And, you know, it's either that, Joe, they got to go for it.
They're going for it. No, listen, they're going for it. They are going for it, but they're going to pay the price down the road, man. They're going to have made no first-round picks. They're going to have no other first-round picks. Embiid in 5 years is going to be old on a big contract and bad. They're going to have nothing but Maxey, and they're going to trade Maxey just like the Wizards are going to trade Bradley Beal because they're going to have nothing else around them. And that is what's coming in 5 years.
They got no other options.
Robert, give me a great answer for a movie prop you'd love to own.
So, excuse me, because I hopped on a little bit late, so I'm going to say the obvious one, lightsaber from Star Wars.
Yeah.
It's not been said.
It's a huge answer. Now, it won't actually work, but you'll get to – I would say the one you'd want to have is Obi-Wan's, right?
I don't think so.
What would you rather have than Obi-Wan's?
There are way cooler lightsabers than Obi-Wan's.
But you could say it's Obi-Wan's.
You're talking about
– actually, I think you went Darth Vader's that Luke is given by Obi-Wan. That's probably the one you want. Because in A New Hope – in New Hope, in that little house thing.
He gets the blue one.
He gets the one from Obi-Wan that he says his father.
I think Mace Windu's would be cooler to have.
The Darth Maul double. I mean, it would be
Darth Maul double blade. Dooku. had an awesome lightsaber.
But it doesn't.
It was curved.
But the lightsaber doesn't actually work. The actual
I understand.
Prop.
So you only have the hilt. And
the
what
hilt.
You're
I
talking
know if he
about.
Knows the term. The hilt.
Of course he does.
No
I
one knows.
No
that
less.
Thing's called the hilt.
Yeah.
Nobody knows that that's called the hilt other
I mean,
than
I
you.
I think it's called the hilt.
It's called like a thing you hold. It looks like a flashlight.
Yeah, sort of. So Dooku, if we're talking hilt alone, Dooku's is the coolest looking.
Well, maybe, but I'll say this. I'd want from the original because to me there's yeah. more
it's
history.
Yeah.
More history with the one from 1977 than something this century. James, what do you got in there?
Good news. Bryce Harper back in the lineup today, batting third.
That's great news. Yeah, that's great. And not unexpected, but you didn't know. You know, you just did not know. All right, good to know that that is now something we can count on for today and hopefully moving forward. Bryce is so clearly the guy they need in there, and without him last night, the lineup felt the effect. And the last three games, John, I think, what is it, five runs in three games or something? It's been, whatever it's been, it's pretty lame, been really lame. Let's go to Joe in Bucks County right now. Hi, Joe.
Hey, how you guys doing today?
Great, Joe.
Hey, so it's funny that I got on after the last guy because I'm a huge, huge Star Wars nerd.
Yep.
And I can confirm that the handle of a lightsaber is called a hilt.
Boy, you guys are. I mean, dude, I'm a big Star Wars fan, too, but I didn't know that.
Yeah, see, I actually have a lightsaber myself, so I'm, like, super into all the props and stuff.
Hmm. Which lightsaber do you have?
I have Obi-Wan from Episode 3.
Wow.
And to be clear,
Joe likes the best.
And to be clear, you're saying a replica of, not the actual one.
Oh, I wish it was the actual one, but no, it's a replica.
Yeah, okay, I just want to make sure. Because otherwise, you're sitting on something worth about $200,000.
What do
yeah,
you do with it?
Insane.
Like, does it? Do you display it like on a hold? Like, I don't know.
Oh yeah, I got a stand.
Yeah,
the blade stand. Comes off, so I display it without the blade. And then I have a whole Obi-Wan costume too. I was Obi-Wan for Halloween.
Oh,
I had the lightsaber.
Wow, that's cool.
Yeah, it was pretty sweet.
Did you? Well, of course you're watching Obi-Wan then.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah,
of course.
Yeah, I got to see that. I do want to see that. Joe, what else you got
Wonderful.
For us today, man?
So the reason I call it is to actually back you up, Joe. James and John, have you never been to a Longhorn Steakhouse? Because they got big bullheads on the wall.
Yep.
Ah, I've not. I've never been to a Longhorn
yeah,
Steakhouse.
Yeah, I have.
I haven't, so my bad.
I ate
one.
There yesterday.
Really?
I did takeout.
Are you serious?
Yeah, yesterday afternoon.
Oh, so that's kind of why you said that.
No, it's not why I said it.
He would have said Longhorn if he remembered that from yesterday.
Yeah, I didn't see it yesterday. I just know it from the past. I do not like being in a steakhouse, seeing a dead freaking animal's head hanging on the wall. I don't enjoy that. And I love Longhorn Steakhouse, but
now,
I don't.
Hold on. Does it just have the skull, or does it have the stuffed head?
Joe, you tell me. Help me remember here.
It's at least the one by my house is stuffed, got the fur and the horns and everything.
Yeah, I mean, dude, it's like, really? Is that what I want to see when I'm trying to eat?
I think it's cool.
Yeah,
I think
sure.
It sets the mood.
Well, Joe, there's a lot of that up in the Poconos. I mean, And I love the Poconos, but I don't need an animal looking
so,
at me.
Now that this is, you know, not me making fun of you for being wrong and you were right,
Thank you.
I apologize.
Thank you.
I would not want that either.
Thank you.
It doesn't seem super appetizing.
Thank
me.
You.
You're welcome.
John,
I've
you
got no problem.
Do you want to apologize though that you
I've
were,
got no problem with it.
No.
I told you
Do you
when
want
I
to
was
apologize
up,
that
no.
you were wrong
I
and
don't.
I was right.
I don't. I told you
this
when
guy.
I was growing up, we would go to my Uncle Kirby's farm and we would point at a steer and he would slaughter it and we would have the whole thing. So I was, you know, you see the animal.
Yeah.
It tastes good.
I hear you, man. All right, Joe, give me a movie prop you'd love to own.
All right, I'm sticking with the Star Wars theme. I'm going with Boba Fett's helmet from Empire Strikes Back.
All right, you got it. I don't love that. It's okay, but it's,
you're
that's
not a big Boba,
really
you're
cool.
You're not a big
no.
Boba Fett guy. Why?
No.
Boba was my favorite back in the
a lot
day.
Of
when
favorites.
Return of the Jedi came out,
yeah.
And I thought he was lost forever because he was down in the Sarlacc pit.
Yep.
I was so wistful for Boba Fett. I liked Boba
so
better
wistful.
Than Darth Vader at that point in my young life. We're talking 1983. Yeah. I thought Boba Fett was cooler than Darth Vader.
Boba Fett has never done anything for me. I got no attachment to Boba Fett at all. I got a bigger attachment to Jabba.
What?
Yeah, I do. No, because think of his existence. He just lies there all day.
You, of course.
You like?
Of course. We should realize
prefer,
you are jealous yeah. of Jabba.
I am
Jabba
jealous.
The Hutt to Boba Fett.
100%.
He's.
I thought he was a more interesting character.
Well, he is interesting.
Yeah,
interesting.
Yeah, I thought he was a more interesting character.
But wanting to be him is a weird way to think about it.
All right, let me ask a question because The high school and college tight ends out there in the world, a football question for John. Who do they want to be? They probably want to be Gronk. Now, Rob Gronkowski, as I'm sure most people saw, retired yesterday. It's not every day that a future Hall of Famer retires, and who may be the best player ever at his position. Now, it's impossible for John and I to really know on the John Mackey, Mike Ditka level. I guess John might have caught a little bit of Kellen Winslow. I was super young. I did not. John, I'm curious, with Gronk's retirement, and I wrote down some names of some notable tight ends in our lifetime that you and I have seen. We saw Ozzie Newsome. We saw mostly the end of his career. Obviously, you're 4 years older than us than I am, but you know, he was a great player, Hall of Famer. Bavaro, I don't think, made the Hall of Fame, but he was very good. Shannon Sharp, pass catching more receiving tight end. Great at that. Tony Gonzalez, Jason Witten, Antonio Gates. A lot of Hall of Famers in there. And now Rob Gronkowski obviously will be headed to the Hall in 5 years if he stays retired. Do you believe, John, in your years watching football, that Rob Gronkowski is the greatest tight end, or is it somebody else?
Well, I never saw Mike Ditka.
No, I mean that you saw. These guys are the last 30, 40 years that you and I have seen.
Gronkowski, in terms of being the complete tight end, man, he would maul people.
He was a beast.
As a blocker. Yeah, he is the best.
So he's above Tony Gonzalez.
Yeah.
He was also outstanding and could block as well.
But not like
Gronk. Not as good as Gronk.
He couldn't block like Gronk. I mean, I played against Gonzalez in college, too.
Yep.
He was a wide receiver first and foremost.
Yep, I understand. Not as
who
good.
Who also, yep. You know, he would block, but that's not where his heart was.
Mm-hmm. What about Antonio
Gronk?
Gates?
Yeah, what about Gates? We'd mentioned Gates. What do you think of him?
Wide receiver.
So Gronk's versatility, overall greatness gives him the nod.
Gronk cared about blocking. And you know, he put his heart into every single play, whether he was running, you know, a post or just like lining up and trying to block a buck linebacker. Like, he was the every down best tight end that I've ever seen play.
I think he's mine too. I mean, I'm not as, you know, look, I'm not, you know, checking out film, not going to NFL films to look at, you know, let's break down blocking capabilities of tight ends. But my gut feeling is that Rob Gronkowski, who retired yesterday, in the modern era, not going Mackey, not going Ditka, I can't comment on that, but of these guys that I have seen, I think he is probably the greatest. He was an amazing player. And James, give me your yes or no on this. Rob Gronkowski, in the last 20 years with this Patriot dynasty, which now goes about 23 years, obviously they've fallen off, but you know, they still got Belichick and all that. The most likable Patriot of the last 25 years, from afar,
I would
most
say by
likeable.
Miles.
Yep.
I don't even think it's close. Like, I really don't.
You liked him, right?
Who didn't?
Right, I'm with you. I agree.
Yeah,
I like
saying
him.
I think he's the most likable by a mile of that group.
I agree.
And there are guys that I don't hate. I mean, you know, there are some I hate, some I don't. He is by far the most likable.
My girlfriend, Amy from Villanova, loves Gronk. I mean, loves him.
And he seems like a fun guy.
He does.
A good dude, you know, always had a good attitude towards things. Yeah, it's hard to dislike Gronk.
You know, he has not spent a dime that he has made.
Yeah.
John, do you know that?
From his contracts.
From his football deals. He has not spent $1. He only spends money that he's made in endorsements. He has, from the start of his career, taken all the earnings he's had as
I don't believe that. Did he have endorsements at the start of his career?
Maybe he didn't spend much money in his first year out.
Yeah, apparently this has been well reported. Like, maybe his first contract, he spent a little bit and stuff. But the point is, as soon as he got endorsements, he has only spent endorsement money.
Well,
it's pretty impressive.
That.
And he's got those parents. He's got the brothers. I mean, it's apparently a good family structure. And he got told early on, save your money and just put it to work for you. So, and I'll say this. He's got something, and who knows where he'll want to go with it all. But he's got something that Charles Barkley had, which is great likability and mass appeal. That
personality.
Will work for him. It is personality. Will work and presence. It's not just personality. He's also got a presence about him. He's physically big. He's got a goofy grin that is likable. And he's going to do really well, you know, in retirement. We'll see where he wants to go.
But the only knock on him as a player, 143 games played, is, you know, compared to Tony Gonzalez, who played 270.
That's
games.
An enormous difference.
Gronk, he was hurt. He got injured. He was banged around. And part of that is the way he played,
yeah,
certainly. But that's the only knock on him. This is amazing. Second all-time in receiving yards per game amongst tight ends.
Yeah.
A guy who was the best, you know, well, one of the best blockers for the position.
Sure.
Also had that sort of production. And it seemed like the bigger the game, the more productive he was as a receiver.
Huge.
He was clutch.
Huge. And you know what, guys? We don't dwell on it now because the Eagles won. But his second half performance in Super Bowl 52 almost cost the Eagles a Super Bowl. I mean, he had back-to-back possessions, or it might have been two possessions out of three, where he scored the touchdown. And I remember when he – and, James, you'll remember this. When he scored the touchdown in the left end of the end zone, left side, and the Patriots went up 33-32 with 9 minutes left in the game, it was really scary.
It was.
Because we had already seen at that point Corey Clement's star – had a touchdown catch. Alshon had a touchdown catch. Foles had the Philly special. LeGarrette Blount had a touchdown run. Like, all this stuff had gone really well, and still the Patriots had the lead with nine minutes left.
You know what's funny, though,
you felt the Eagles were coming right back?
No matter what. That whole night, that whole day, the whole game, like, even when it was the only time the whole game they were losing.
I know.
I still thought they were winning.
Well, I did, too.
As crazy as that is.
I did, too, but it got hairy.
It was scary.
It was a little scary. Yeah. Let's go to the phones. 215-592-9494. Let's go to Mike right now. Hello, Mike.
No, Joey's no. Kenny got fired. Okay, Kenny got fired.
Yo,
Kenny,
Mike.
Oh.
Mike's not ready to go. Maybe he's ready to go. Mike, you're on WIP. Go ahead, buddy.
Hold on, I gotta get my glove off on my phone.
Oh, right,
there we go.
Oh, there we go.
Like someone got fired.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, what's going on? So, Nat, about the Phils, number one, we'll talk about the Phils. Somebody stole my Titanic one, so that's done with about the prop. But about
I'm not going to vote for it. It's a little fakey.
Yeah. About the Phils, bottom line is, like, yeah, I think they definitely, like, this month they proved that they can win games. Like, I understand that, like, Bryson Scott and all them with all them extra innings hits, but that's what those guys are for. It's the same thing that we did in, like, 08. I'll tell you this. I haven't even – like, dude, I wasn't even watching the Phils the last, like, 9 years. I'm a diehard Birds fan, and I haven't even really been watching baseball, though, until this year. And like, I started off in the beginning of the season. Now they got me watching again, you know?
Well, listen, Mike, you should watch. I mean, do what you want. But they're going to be in it to the end. They absolutely appear to be better than the last couple of years. They have an outstanding starting pitching staff.
Yeah,
They got to sort of put this – together a little more. They got to clean up some of these issues.
The closer situation, like everyone's talking about, is exactly what needs to be fixed.
But it's not just but Mike, here's the thing I don't want to say I hate, but frustrates me when people mention the closer situation. Let's just say they turn it over to Sir Anthony, as they probably will and should. Great.
Right.
But then there's the eighth inning, and there's the seventh inning, and then there's the occasional need, often a pitcher in the sixth inning. It's about all the other spots in the bullpen also, which I don't think we can feel, you know, particularly good about.
Well, what I want to say, too, though, is I'll tell you this. This is when I realized that this team, like, you know, is kind of special, like I'll say. Because, for instance, the game – well, I mean, take it how you want it. But, like I'm saying, the fight that I saw in the game that they blew the lead 9-4 – they came back, but then they won it in extras against the Brewers.
Look, they've had a lot of them lately.
Nationals.
Yep, they've had a lot.
But, like, the fight.
I know. Hey, Mike, give me a great answer for a movie prop you'd like to own.
All right, so I got stolen. So, I don't know. Dude, like the actual little Yoda thing that they film with. And I'm not even a Star Wars guy.
I think that's
cool,
fine.
So.
Sure, Yoda. I mean, it's a little dude. Because remember,
he was a
in
like
the beginning.
A puppet.
He was.
It's a puppet.
A muppet, essentially.
It's
probably you could get the Yoda puppet.
Yeah, probably
that
two
would
and a
be
half.
Great.
Be amazing. Probably 2.5 feet.
Sure.
2 feet, 3 feet, something like that. Sure.
Yeah.
So in the first movie that he's in, I mean, maybe it's the first two. It's a puppet, and then it goes CGI. But I guess in the
in Empire Strikes Back, that was a Jim Henson puppet.
I think Yoda's a super
that
cool
is
answer.
Unbelievable.
Let's
answer.
Go to it's a great answer. Yeah. Trisha right now in Springfield. Hello, Trisha.
Hey guys, what's happening?
Hi, Trisha.
I would pick the treasure map and the bloom from the Goonies.
Wow, you know, I gotta go back and rewatch the Goonies. It's been so many years since I've seen it. The treasure map. All right. I'm going to write.
Yeah, One-Eye Willie.
I'm going to write that down. Trisha, I appreciate the phone call.
Thank you.
You got it. Richie, how much do you remember of the Goonies?
I mean, I remember a lot of it. The treasure map itself, that's sort of in line with the golden ticket from Willy Wonka. It ends up being not that impressive. You know, I guess you frame it, like Jimmy said. But, you know, other things just are more substantial.
Yep. I would think so, but I honest to God, don't even remember it. Let's go to Jeff in Phoenixville. Hello, Jeff.
Good morning, guys, or actually good afternoon now. How are you guys doing?
Great, Jeff.
Hey, Richie, congrats on the gig, man. That's really cool they can do that. That's pretty epic, I think.
Yeah, I'm loving it. I feel really fortunate. It's awesome.
Yeah, I'm assuming you're taking your kids, since you're an acoustic guitar guy, I'm assuming you're taking your kids to the Martin Guitar Factory.
I've never been there. No.
Dude.
Yeah.
You of all people, I'm not a musician guy. My wife and I did it a couple of years ago before pandemic, and it's a great tour, man. They show you how to make everything. You of all people would just like fall head over heels for it.
Yeah. Yeah. That's on the list for sure.
Oh, excellent. Joe, this news about Harden is really discerning because this team is going to be levels of mediocrity for a very long time. And it's not just the Harden thing. It's the P.J. Tucker thing. It's just the whole boatload of everything. We have no bench. We have no money. We have no draft picks. Is there any accountability here? Does Morey just get to rehash the Rockets, who did nothing for those several years?
Well, they didn't do nothing. They didn't get to the finals. They were a pretty good team for a while. They're all older, and I would say they're all not as good. I mean, James Harden, P.J. Tucker, while still good, P.J., and
I don't want a 40-year-old P.J. Tucker at the end of a three.
Well, look, I don't want a 40-year-old P.J. Tucker either, but we all know the only way to get a 38-year-old P.J. Tucker is to probably commit to also accepting a 40-year-old P.J. Tucker. I mean, that's the leverage good NBA players have. Listen, what good player that's in demand?
His contract last year was for $7 million.
John, I told you.
You offer him $10 million.
He will not say yes. He will not say yes.
$10 million for 2 years.
He so probably won't.
$20 million.
I told you. I thought he'd get 3 years, $30 million, thereabout. I think he's. Good teams that are trying to fight through to win the title of those 6 to 8 teams that are in the mix, someone's going to pay it to him. I'm telling you.
They got so much youth now, and Steph is even a better shooter than
Jeff.
He was.
They are more. The 76ers are dramatically mortgaging the future, and this is the conundrum. You have no choice, it feels like, but to try to buy for the here and now. But they are leaving themselves so wildly exposed 5 years from now. They are going to be horrible.
Embiid's going to want out before this all ends. I'm telling you, because he's going to see how bad Harden's going to play. They're going to see him bringing in either an aging Eric Gordon, who's not bad, but or P.J. Tucker, and no bench. And Embiid's going to be like, I'm out of here. I'm going to go down with Jimmy.
Well, it's certainly possible.
It wouldn't surprise me.
Jeff, give me a movie prop. It wouldn't surprise me either. Give me a movie prop you'd love to own.
I'm pivoting because I had something, but I know you wouldn't like it. The other two guys would love it. But I'm going to go with, because it's a real thing, you can have it on display in your house and actually take it out of its sheath, the Hattori Hanzo sword from Kill Bill 1 and 2.
That's a great answer.
What was the one you were going to say that you thought I wouldn't like?
Oh, I was going to say the Ghostbusters, the whole getup, but you hate Ghostbusters, so that's why I changed.
I don't hate Ghostbusters. I mean,
you're not a big Kill Bill guy, so
no.
It wasn't necessarily a great pivot from that perspective.
Yeah, I concur.
The energy pack for Ghostbusters, like whatever that thing, is that what that was called? Like the
It's
Don't Cross the Streams thing?
Yeah.
Probably better.
That's pretty cool.
There was definitely a name for it. I can't remember what it was.
I think that's better. That's
the
just
Proton Pack.
That's it. Proton Pack. Yep.
Hey, Twitter poll question of the day. The draft is tomorrow. Do you think the 76ers will trade the 23rd pick in the draft? A, yes. B, no. Of course, you can also weigh in on the phone lines. Most people, I think they'll trade it, but we'll see where the voting results go as we move through the show. Joe DeCamera and John Ritchie, 145 times yours, phone calls throughout the show. Remember, Phillies baseball today right here at 4 o'clock. Phil's trying to bounce back from losing two in a row. That's up ahead in about 3 hours on 94 WIP. Hey, you can step up to the tee and take a swing at betting the PGA Tour on FanDuel Sportsbook in partnership with Valley Forge Casino. Right now, new customers can bet the tour with a no-sweat first bet. If you don't win, you'll get up to $1,000 back in free bets. That's what makes it a no-sweat first bet. That's basically what makes it a win-win. Hey, I love FanDuel Sportsbook, the app. Simple to use. You can navigate so easily to move from bet to bet, from league to league, sport to sport, to find the bet or bets that you want and lock in with America's number one sportsbook. That's FanDuel Sportsbook. So make sure you sign up using promo code Hammer. That's promo code Hammer, always for the best deal, including this one. To get started, the no-sweat first bet of up to $1,000 with FanDuel Sportsbook, the official partner of 94WIP. FanDuel Sportsbook, utilizing promo code Hammer for the very best deal. Promo code Hammer with FanDuel Sportsbook, the official betting operator of the PGA Tour.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.